Welcome back. In this lesson, we're turning a ragga vocal cut into a pirate radio jungle atmosphere inside Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make it feel dusty, urgent, and alive, not like a polished pop vocal sitting on top of the track, but like a signal bleeding through static at 3 a.m. right before the drop. This is a really important skill in drum and bass, especially in jungle, ragga, rollers, and darker half-step styles. Atmospheres do a lot of work. They set the scene, they build tension, and they give the track identity before the drums even fully arrive. A good ragga atmosphere can act like a hook, a ghost layer under the break, a transition cue, or that raw pirate radio texture that makes the tune feel lived in. The main idea here is simple. We're going to resample the vocal, process it, chop it, and then resample it again. That commit and rebuild approach is what gives it character. In fast music like DNB, especially around 170 to 174 BPM, it's often better to print the sound and edit audio than to keep endlessly tweaking a live effects chain. Let's start with the source. Choose a ragga vocal phrase that has attitude and rhythm. Short shouts, commands, DJ-style hype lines, anything with strong consonants works well. You want something that can feel percussive when chopped. Avoid phrases that are too melodic at this stage. We're after speech rhythm, not a sung lead. Set your project tempo around 172 BPM if you want a classic drum and bass feel. Then drag the vocal into an audio track and warp it if needed. If it's a longer phrase, find one or two strong moments and trim it down. For a full phrase, Complex Pro is usually a good starting point. If the sample is already chopped into tighter bits, Beats Mode can work nicely. Now we'll build a basic processing chain before the first resample. Think of this as the raw pirate radio pass. Start with EQ8 and high pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That clears out low-end clutter so it won't fight your sub. If it feels boxy, dip a little in the 300 to 500 Hz range. Then add saturator with a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start, and turn on soft clip if needed. That gives it body and a little bite. After that, add a short echo or delay. Keep the feedback fairly low, maybe around 10 to 25%, just enough to leave a trace. Then add a reverb with a modest decay, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and keep the low end filtered out of the reverb return so it doesn't cloud the mix. You're not trying to drown the vocal. You're trying to give it atmosphere. Now create a second audio track and set it to resample or route audio from the vocal track, depending on your workflow. Record a few bars of the process vocal. 4 bars is a good starting point. 8 bars if the phrase has enough movement. The goal here is to capture a usable texture, not a finished arrangement yet. Once you've recorded that first pass, treat it as new source material. You can slice it to a new MIDI track, or you can stay in audio and cut it by hand. If you want to play it like an instrument, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if the vocal has clear attack points, or use a grid like 1/8 notes if you want it tighter and more looped. Inside Simpler or Drum Rack, tighten the envelope so the chops don't smear together. A very short attack, maybe 0 to 10 milliseconds, will keep the hits crisp. Release can be around 80 to 250 milliseconds for tighter chops, or a bit longer, if you want more tail and breath. The important thing is that the chops feel playable. You want to be able to place them like rhythmic events, not just let them wash over everything. Now start programming the vocal rhythm like a conversation. Put a chop on the offbeat after the snare, answer it later in the bar, then leave space for the next drum hit. This is where the pirate radio energy really comes alive. Think call and response. Think little bursts of chatter. Think of the vocal as something that reacts to the break, not something that dominates it. One useful trick here is to treat consonants like percussion. Hard syllables like T, K, and P can behave almost like ghost notes. If a phrase has one of those, trim the tail and place the hit in between drum accents. That gives the atmosphere a more rhythmic edge without needing extra notes. At this point, the vocal should still feel a bit raw. Now we shape it into a real atmosphere layer. Put it through EQ8, saturator, chorus ensemble, or phaser flanger for subtle movement. Then echo, then reverb. Optional redux can add a gritty, old tape edge if the tune wants more damage. Keep the chorus subtle. You're not trying to make it shimmer like a pop effect. You just want a tiny sense of instability, like the sound is wobbling through cheap speakers or a battered cassette deck. A good atmospheric EQ move is a high pass around 150 Hz, maybe a slight dip around 300 to 500 Hz if it feels muddy, and a gentle control of the 2.5 to 5 kHz area if it's fighting cymbals or Reese harmonics. The aim is to make the vocals sit behind the drums and bass, not in front of them. In DNB, that balance is everything. If the atmosphere is too clean, it disappears. If it's too wide or too busy, it gets in the way. Now we do the second resample. This is where the sound starts to feel like a finished pirate radio texture. Record another 4, 8, or even 16 bars of the processed atmosphere. Then edit that bounced audio more aggressively. Reverse a few clips. Leave tiny gaps before important snare hits. Stretch one phrase so it blooms across a bar. Cut out dead space if the loop needs to breathe. This is also a great moment to build two different broadcast states. One version that feels distant and murky, and another that feels like it's pushing through the speaker. That contrast is really useful. For example, you can make an intro version that's filtered, roomy, and mysterious, then a drop version that's tighter, drier, more rhythmic, and a little more distorted. Having those as separate clips or tracks means you can swap them by section instead of constantly adjusting one chain. Now let's talk arrangement. A strong pirate radio atmosphere doesn't just loop endlessly. It develops. In the intro, keep it filtered and narrow so it feels like it's coming through a radio. As you approach the drop, open the filter and increase the delay feedback slightly. Then right before the drop, pull back the reverb tail or narrow the width so the drums can hit harder. That contrast is what gives the drop its weight. A really useful pattern is to leave intentional blanks. Small dropouts before a snare or fill can make the next vocal hit feel much bigger. In other words, don't fill every gap just because you can. The silence is part of the groove. That empty space can be more powerful than another effect layer. Also, keep checking the vocal against your bass movement. If the sub or res is doing rhythmic pushes, the atmosphere should either support that pattern or stay out of its way. You don't want both elements speaking in the same frequency zone at the same time. If the bass is busy, simplify the vocal rhythm. If the bass is sparse, the vocal can be more active. For movement, automate the filter cutoff, reverb level, delay feedback, and maybe the width in utility. A nice intro move is to start band-passed or high-passed, then gradually open it over 4 or 8 bars. In the pre-drop, you can widen it slightly and increase the delay throws. Then when the drop lands, cut the long tails fast so the drums feel more direct. That kind of arrangement energy is pure DNB. Tension, release, impact. When it comes to mix control, keep the vocal out of the sub-region and check it in mono. Use utility to narrow the body of the sound if the low mids start getting messy. You can also use return tracks for flexibility. For example, one return can hold a filtered reverb, another can handle short delay throws, and another can carry subtle distortion or redux for extra grime. That way your dry atmosphere stays readable while the sends add depth and danger. If you want a darker, heavier version, try making a parallel dirt pass. Duplicate the resampled vocal, then degrade one copy with redux, a bit more saturation, or extra filtering. Blend that quietly under the cleaner version. You can also reverse just the last 100 to 200 milliseconds of a chop to create a tape-like pickup into a snare. That tiny detail can make the transition feel much more alive. Here's a great practical target for your first round of experimentation. Make one version that's spacious and intro-friendly, and a second version that's tighter and drop-friendly. On the intro version, keep the tail longer and the motion softer. On the drop version, shorten the release, reduce the reverb, and increase the rhythmic chopping. The same source can do both jobs, but each version should have a different personality. If you're working quickly, remember this workflow. Choose the right vocal, process it, resample it, chop it, process it again, and then arrange the two versions in different parts of the tune. That's the simplest way to get a convincing pirate radio atmosphere without overcomplicating the project. For practice, try this. Find a 1-2 bar regga phrase, run it through EQ8, saturator, echo, and reverb, then resample 4 bars. Slice that resample into a drum rack or edit it as auto. Make one version filtered, roomy, and sparse. Make another version tighter, dirtier, and more rhythmic. Put both against a basic 172 BPM DNB loop. Automate the filter and delay throws across 8 bars. Then check mono and trim anything that masks the snare or sub. If you do it well, the result won't just sound like a vocal sample. It'll sound like part of the track's identity. Dusty, urgent, and unmistakably drum and bass. That's the pirate radio energy.